After abuse or serious mistreatment, the question, "What should I do?" can feel overwhelming. You may want a complete answer, but the next faithful step is often small, specific, and safety aware. Let us practice a simple process. First, pause. Do not force yourself to solve the whole past today. Take a slow breath if that feels safe. Place your feet on the floor, pray. Lord Jesus, bring your truth and wisdom into this moment. Second, notice the sentence running inside you. It may be, this was all my fault. No one will believe me. I have to fix everything alone. God expects me to go back. Nothing can ever change. Write only the sentence. You do not need to write the private details behind it. Third, examine that sentence before God. Ask, is this fully true? Does it place another person's abusive choice on me? Does it pressure me toward danger? Does it confuse forgiveness with trust? Does it tell me that asking for help is weakness? Fourth, welcome Scripture and the Holy Spirit. You might remember Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You might remember Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Then pray, Holy Spirit, help me receive truth, reject false blame, and recognize the next wise step. Fifth, form one truthful replacement sentence. For example, what happened was wrong, and I do not have to carry false blame. God is my refuge, and asking for wise help is an act of courage. Forgiveness does not require unsafe access. I can take one step without knowing every future step. Sixth, identify one safe action. A safe next step might be contacting a trusted support person. It might be speaking with a qualified counselor, pastor, abuse advocate, medical professional, or attorney. It might be following an established safety plan. It might be changing a password, moving to a safer location, obeying a court order, or contacting emergency services when danger is immediate. Do not choose an action merely because someone else is pressuring you. Choose an action that respects truth, safety, applicable law, and wise counsel. Seventh, entrust what you cannot control to Christ. You cannot control whether another person admits the truth, repents, changes, or respects your boundary. You can pray, Lord Jesus, I give you the outcome I cannot control. Help me take the next faithful step with courage and wisdom. Worksheet 6.4 will help you create a private safety, truth, and support reflection. You are not required to upload it or disclose abuse details. Focus on the inner sentence, the scripture-shaped truth, the safe support available, and one next step. Remember, a small safe step is still a faithful step. You do not have to rush reconciliation. You do not have to carry another person's guilt. You do not have to face danger alone.